5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary. They bring us our game beer of the week. This one's from Crabtree Brewing in Greeley. House on Cherry Street Wheat. Pick up selections from Crabtree or any of your favorite adult beverages and use the drive-thru open until midnight. I was just thinking about Crabtree the other day. They On the Rocks always supports these local breweries and statewide, too, which I think is really cool because we're not all locked in Northern Colorado. We love our community, but we do go out and about. We do make it down to Denver. We do make it up into the mountains. We make it out into the eastern side of the state, too. And there's great breweries throughout the state, but the best ones are in Northern Colorado. And On the Rocks Liquor does their part. Love what they do to support local breweries throughout Northern Weldon, Larimer County, Northern Colorado. Colfax, I didn't get to my big story. I want to get to that now. Big story of the day. And this is, it's okay. This is for you. This one's for you. Big story of the day presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. XFL planning 2023 return after talks on partnership with CFL tabled, the Canadian Football League. So we wondered what happened. It was there right before COVID, The Rock, and then his ex-wife, she kind of took over. She's running, but he's going to be a huge part of it, I think, right? They're both owning it, or she's the man?
Yeah, something
she's
like
the
that.
CEO. So anyway, we wondered where it went because there were really no news updates, nothing out there during the whole span of COVID. Well, here we are, that it is planning to relaunch in 2023 after talks with the Canadian Football League about collaboration between the two leagues were tabled. The XFL and CFL both said in separate statements that a decision was jointly reached between the leagues. So here's what the CFL said. Our talks with the XFL exploring the potential for collaboration and innovation have been positive and constructive, while we remain open to finding new ways to work together in the future. We and our XFL counterparts have jointly decided to not pursue any formal arrangements at this time. Oh. I'm still curious as to how is the XFL going to try to get involved? If they can't get with the CFL, what does that mean for any kind of NFL partnership? I just don't know if that's possible because the NFL's, they have a feeder system, and that's college football. That's their feeder system. And so they're cool with promoting that and have it, and they really don't even promote it. I mean, not a lot, but that's their feeder system. I don't know, man. I mean, I know you're hopeful still to get a different brand and get some competition out there. But now I'm a little less hopeful because of the name, image, and likeness thing going on in college sports. And I don't know how long this is all going to last. Is this the end of college sports? Maybe. 10, 20 years from now, maybe more. But I was kind of like, all right, is there going to be a minor league program that can set up like what the NBA is doing? That can say, hey, instead of going to college for 2 years, you can come here and play football for 2 years. And then if you're good, you go to the next level. If you still need work, you stay here. But now, do you think that, because the NFL rule is not necessarily college. You just have to be out of high school for 2 years. You could go be a stud football player today, Colfax, and make a team. You could try out.
I mean, I've been out for... Let's not talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it, man. You can still throw a football over the mountains. So I don't know. Are you still hopeful? Or
yeah, why not?
The fact that this whole thing's just been swept under the rug for a year, and now suddenly it's like, oh, we're coming, but 2 years.
That's interesting. But they're not going to work with the CFL. Is that what I understood?
Not going to work with the CFL.
That's fine. We don't need them anyway.
I mean, I don't know what the benefit would be for that, really.
Kind of strange.
How big is the CFL in America?
Not.
I don't know. Speaking of Canada, I found a story. Team Canada failed to make the Olympic in the trials, whether they're not going to make the Olympics, despite having the second most NBA players on a team. Obviously, Team USA has all NBA players. Team Canada has 8, and they lost to Czech Republic with a bank shot buzzer beater who just had 1 NBA player. So that's got to be tough.
Ouch.
Tough pill to swallow there. Just because you have NBA players, I guess, doesn't mean you're a shoe-in to do big things. And that ties us into a pretty big discussion around the Olympics. Shikari Richardson, if you've watched a run or any replays, I mean, I don't watch track in the regular season, but I do love watching track in the Olympics. I love if I'm around. I went to a high school track meet, state track meet 2 weeks ago to watch my niece. They got seventh, by the way, 4x1.
Amazing.
And some of the speed you see there is so much fun to watch. So watching her is a blast. Well, she is not going to run at the Tokyo Olympics after being left off the U.S. relay list. It was 100, and then the 4x1 as well. She's the banned sprinter. Sha'Carri Richardson was not on the Olympic roster released Tuesday by USA Track and Field, a decision that means the American's positive test for marijuana will cause her a chance at running on the relay team in Tokyo, in addition to her spot in the 100-meter individual race. So the positive test nullified her win at Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon last month, and the spot that went with it in Tokyo in the 100. Marijuana is not allowed in the Olympics. A lot of people are very sympathetic to her. She says that her mother passed away, and she was down and obviously depressed, as we all get. Something like that happens. Nobody blames her on that. She smoked some marijuana, tested positive for it, and that's it. Now the question becomes, was it the right move? Well, according to the Olympic rules, yeah, it was. And some people like to add the fact that she smoked marijuana because her mother passed away. It's like you could add the most tragic reasoning in the world to it. And I sympathize. I do. Be doing the same thing. Do I think that, and I don't smoke marijuana, by the way, alcohol probably. I don't smoke alcohol either. I've always kind of been of the mindset, marijuana should be okay. It's not a performance enhancer, Colfax.
It's kind of like the opposite.
It's the opposite, especially for someone that's fast.
Yeah.
It's going to slow you down. So do I think the Olympics should like reconvene and change that rule? Do they allow you to drink?
I think so.
Yeah.
They have to.
They got it. You drink.
Can have a beer.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not comparing the two, but they sure seem similar. And in some cases, weed can be worse for some people. Alcohol can be worse for some people. I've seen people that were drinkers their whole life, stop drinking. They smoke marijuana now, and they're like, whoa, you don't get into trouble much anymore, man. I mean, that's kind of cool. And again, I don't know much about the differences, the similarities, whatever, but that's not the argument. Von Miller tested positive for marijuana several years ago.
Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back. It's The whole show powered by PDC Energy. More of the scheduling starts to come out for college basketball. Looking at that, got this one, the Abe Lemons Classic. This is cool for the University of Northern Colorado in Texas tournament. UNC is going to be a part of this. They'll play at Texas as a part of this Wednesday, November 17th. And they'll also go up against San Jose State. They'll go up against California Baptist. So those are nice opportunity there for the UNC Bears. We're going to try to talk to Coach Steve Smiley in the next couple of weeks. The basketball coaches are on the recruiting trail. Try to get Coach Smiley on today or this week. And new assistant coach Sam Jones, which I told you a great story about that the other day, for CSU. We're looking to get him on the program as well as Nico Medved in the very near future. So cool stories there. This nil stuff, man, I'm for it. I know you're for it.
Yeah, I'm definitely for it.
But it does seem like it's like, bam, here it is.
Mark made some good points earlier.
He did. 0-60. And, yep. You know, talking about, are there going to be people that take advantage of these kids? And again, I hate to call them kids if you're 18.
Yeah.
But there will be.
Definitely.
There's going to be people out there that look and go, oh, there's some money.
Yep.
Even in the local level. This is where I thought 10 years ago, before it got so disheveled and before everyone was fighting, if you would have just said, all right, yeah, they should make some money off their, they got a following on social media, they're signing autographs. We can regulate that, right? I mean, it's like the government does, right? Make marijuana legal so that we can tax it. Let's go.
Exactly.
I mean, it's kind of like that in college sports. They should have made it legal. And you know what? They probably could have made some more from it. And the students would have been cool because it's like, oh, you're handling all that.
Yep.
Because, okay, like CSU, UNC, CU even. Are they going to hire a guy, a girl, to help them?
Like the school?
No, like the player individually.
Oh.
Are they going to state of law in Colorado says student athletes may hire someone to represent their interests with respect to NIL. Hiring an agent to represent you for professional sports is still prohibited. So we talked to Mark about that, right? And he's like, well, what's the difference? There's not a big difference.
Except you're considered a marketing agent instead of a agent?
I guess. You're not working on contracts, right? Yeah. You're just working on marketing contracts. But see, like that, are a lot of these kids going to be able to hire? Let's say they get a deal with whatever, Ted's Car Factory. It's a nice little factory. Yeah. You can go buy cars.
Good factory. Love that factory.
Naming. They might want to work on their naming a little bit. But Ted's Car Factory wants to work with Allison Hubbard, D-tackle for CSU. Are they going to pay him enough to justify him hiring someone to represent his interest? Let's just say no. All right, we're going to pay you $400 to come out for a signing today. Great. Are you going to pay a hiring person or a, what do you call it, someone to represent you? You can pay him $100? Probably not. I don't know. Is it going to be worth that person's time? Just go. I'll take it. $500. I'll be there. Sit down. Tell me when and where. I'll be there. Now, the bigger money, the more deals you get, you might start doing that. But for some of these guys, are they going to do it? Is an offensive right guard for the Rams? Is the backup punter going to hire somebody? No. They might find endorsement deals, though. Okay, my whole point is, if the NCAA would have been thinking 10 years ago, they would have hired their own guy. So now CSU football has Billy Bob, who is head of NIL marketing interests. So you come to Billy Bob and his staff, and we'll get you going. Hey, we got deals. Hey, Ellison Hubbard's out and about. He was at a restaurant, knows the restaurant owner. The owner says, hey, Ellison, I want to sponsor you, man. I got some events coming up. How do I do it? Hey, perfect. Here's Billy Bob's card. You just call him, and we'll deal with it. He'll go through pricing and everything, and it's all done. And I can go back to eating and then go back to school and go back to practice and deal with it. And then Billy Bob says, all right, restaurant, you want to do a remote where we sign autographs and do all that stuff, and he's out there for 2 hours? Great. It's going to cost you $500. Perfect. And Ellison Hubbard gets $500 to go out there. The hiring business, or the rep, is already paid by the school. So that's their job, is to negotiate deals. And they will be judged as such if they aren't negotiating deals for these guys. And, you know, whatever. That's their sole job. Is that cool, or are we in the weeds a little bit there?
No, that makes sense.
Now you've got...
That's clean. That's clean cut.
It's clean. And now you got kids that don't have to worry about it. Yep. And they can grow. There's no cap. You know, there's no cap on it at all. And the players are happy. And you know what? That's another recruiting tool. Because Billy Bob just became awesome at this job. And suddenly you go there, and it's an agent, but it's not an agent. It's an agent that we control. And you're not out hiring Jerry Maguire or all these sharks that are swimming around our school all the time. But it's great for these student-athletes. It's a little too late now. You missed the boat, NCAA. You missed the boat. And now it is the wild, wild west. It's guys going out, getting deal after deal after deal after deal after deal. And it's probably going to attract some sharks. I was a little shocked we decided to just go, boom, it's this year. We can make it happen. Brady, with the NIL stuff, Are you going to be cool with sleazy car salesman booster guy going in and recruiting and making monetary promises to high school sophomores and juniors and their families if they say they will come to that car dealership owner's school of choice? Because that is what's going to happen, and there's no way to regulate it. It will start trickling down to the high school. Do you think that doesn't... that like, all the scandals we're getting now are starting at the high school. They are starting at the high school. So, I mean, is this going to be sleazy stuff? Am I worried about it? Sure, that could be there, but this is still a little more upfront than the other stuff that was happening. At least this will be kind of legal. What was happening before with these assistant coaches hooking up with agents and agents saying, hey, assistant coach, make sure this kid signs with our agency when he goes pro, and here's some scratch for the parents. There's no tie-in to legal there. Now that stuff shouldn't happen, right? Shouldn't happen. Well, it will happen, but it'll be legal. So there's not a bunch of this weird under-the-table stuff, and coaches aren't losing jobs and becoming bad people and, you know, getting worse and making this whole corrupt thing. Now it's above board, and it could have been way above board 10 years ago. Because Billy Bob, your rep of NIL at CSU or CU, could have stepped in and said, hey, car dealership, you go through me. That's a no-no. You're banned from the school unless you got $1 million. Then you could be on the billboard up there. You know, they missed the boat on this. This was my idea from the beginning. Let them make money. Let them earn. But you could have regulated this. I've said this since we started talking about this, probably since I started doing a show. Let them earn. But they're in college. They're professional athletes. Or they want to be professional athletes. They're semi-pro. That's what they are. They're semi-pro. So I you just missed the boat. And now I don't know what's going to happen. So you're cool with players going to the highest bidder. I mean, aren't they going to the highest bidder anyway? It's just not money. It's the school. Why do you think UNC is creating a new workout facility so that they can become a higher bidder than what they already are? It's already happening. If anything, I've said this, the money is more of an equalizer. Some disagree with me, and I get that, but is Alabama richer than Fort Collins? I don't think so. It's debatable. To me, it's an equalizer. I think they're already going to the highest bidder, unless there's no more options. You know, there's a lot of great athletes that go to the highest bidder, and then they go, oh, I'm not good enough to be there. Okay, I'll go back down. Transfer portal allows for that. So am I cool with them going to the highest bidder? In some fashion, they're already doing that. If I'm a four-star recruit, and CU and CU's coming after me, and both are offering same position, same spot on the depth chart, same scholarship, where am I going? Probably going to play in the Pac-12. Yeah, I'm going to the highest bidder, right? He's the highest bidder because, okay, you're offering me the same, but you're offering me the Pac-12, which makes you the higher bidder. You're offering me TV. I'm going to be on TV a lot more. Texter says, that's not an answer. How's that not an answer? I am cool with the players going to the highest bidder. Yes. Because it's already happening. Like, that's the way it goes. It's going to be cash now, but it's, it's already happening on so many different levels. I just really have no issue with it. And Colfax, you know my bizarre feeling on all this is that someday this becomes want a scholarship? You want to do NIL on your own? Or do you want us to straight up pay you, but we control your NIL? Like, I think that could be something that happens. Like, hey, we're going to pay you. You don't have to go to school. You will be an employee of Colorado State. Your job is to play football. But you don't get to control your name, image, and likeness. We do. maybe we give you a bonus or something like that if we get big endorsement deals. But I wouldn't be shocked if that's where this is all headed someday, is if we get to the point where it's, yeah, we're just, and maybe, but again, listen, the model isn't working. Justice Kavanaugh was right. This doesn't work anywhere else. And stop with the whole scholarship thing. They all say, well, they get the scholarship from the school. That's a great thing for them. It's a great thing for the school, too. I mean, I'm offering you a scholarship. What's the overhead in that? Oh, room and board, I guess. What's the overhead in the scholarship?
It's like nothing.
As far as the sitting in class, do they buy their own books still? I think they still buy their own books, don't they? I don't know.
Do they?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Do I look like I got a scholarship? I bought everything, all right? Dixon says, I hate that it's already happening argument. I mean, it's not an argument. It's just the facts.
System was broken.
System was broken. Absolutely. And it's because maybe Dixon, maybe guys like you, the NCAA thought that the scholarship was payment. It's not payment. A scholarship is not payment. Watch Michael Rowe. The dude's like, hey, college is great and all, but go to trade school. Because why? They train you to do what you're going to do. While you're at school, you're learning to do directly what you're going to be doing for life. There's a problem with that if you're a student athlete. You don't have time to take on a trade. You can't. Why do you think most of them are in? How many lawyers are D1 four-year players? Like, I don't know. Probably not a lot. How many college football players do you know that are going to law school, that are studying to be a doctor, that are studying? I'm just saying, a lot of the jobs that these guys, and I'm not saying they're not smart, but they have to go with what they have time for, at least in the first 2 years. The problem is for the longest time, we thought an education was the payment. I went to college. I went to two colleges. And I'm not knocking them at all. I enjoyed my experiences. But do I remember anything on most of the tests that I took? Most of the books that I read? All of my experience came from working with businesses and doing radio and doing it. I took tests on radio. I had to pass tests and answer questions about airwaves and crap. People ask me now, like, how's radio work? Colfax turns that damn microphone on and I start spitting. That's how it works. I'm just saying, man, the problem was for the longest time, you said that a scholarship was payment. That's not payment. That is an opportunity, I'll admit. It's an opportunity, but it's good for both sides. I'm giving you a scholarship. Oh, how much does that cost you? Well, I mean, really nothing. Because we have the room.
Plus, we can sell your name, image, and likeness for millions
right,
of dollars.
Right, right. Yeah, so what's it costing?
Actually, we're making money.
We're actually making money on you, Johnny Manziel. Like, seriously, what does a scholarship cost to school? Okay, the food. Because, I mean, however many kids go to your school, you're adding that. Okay.
It's like nothing. I mean, the MSRP on a scholarship is a lot, but
right.
At cost, it's almost nothing to the school.
Yeah.
It's almost nothing.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like selling a movie ticket.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to play the movie anyway.
Yeah.
The deal, the money comes from the soda and the popcorn and stuff. When these guys go to school and the scholarship, I mean, again, it's just, it's not payment. And it's not a knock on college. People always think I'm just ripping colleges apart when I do this. That's not what it is. Texter, it would have been cool for sleazy car salesman guy to go to All-State quarterback Tanner Schwent to his living room when he was a sophomore and offer him $100,000 to go to his school. Well, see, I don't know what the parameters are of high school, though. Like, I don't know if that's actually legal right now. So you're saying, do I agree with the highest bidder? You're asking two different questions, because you asked if I agreed with the fact that the kid would go to the highest bidder. Well, is that after he graduates? Then he goes to the highest bidder. Yeah, sure. You're 18. You can go fight in the military. You should be able to choose where you're going to go to school. And if you want to get more money there. Now, do I like the idea? If my son is a stud football player, do I like the idea of sleazy car salesman in my living room when he's 17, 16? No. But guess what? I'm dad. Get out. Not now, pal. It's choice.
Doesn't this happen like outside of sports with star students as well? Don't they get massive scholarships to go to the best schools because they're star students?
Right. I think that's happening only inside a different level. Yeah. I mean,
like, that's okay, right?
See the movie Moneyball? Yeah. You know, when they're in his living room, we're going to make this kid the best thing ever if he goes and joins the majors right now. And they're like, no, we want him to go to school. No, no, he's got the right stuff. Let's do it right now. And he goes and he ruins his career, right? Becomes an amazing GM and all that. But that already happens. Sleazy car salesman coming in. Well, that's your own fault. You're allowed a sleazy car salesman. Now, again, I know if you're a family that you're struggling and you don't have money and stuff, and sleazy car salesman comes in with $100,000 and says, "Hey, man," but a sleazy car salesman gonna have $100,000? Oh, but see, you're assuming they're still in high school, and I don't know, Colfax. I mean, it's like 18,000 pages here. I don't know that it's in high school. So, I mean, the answer to that to me is no. You can wait 2 more years. So, no, I'm going to say that. 2 more years. Then you're not allowed. And if the NCAA gets wind of it, they should be able to shut that down. Brady, you know what's going to happen anyway. Oh, dang, we wouldn't want anything to taint the NCAA. I mean, you're wanting me to be squeaky clean here and just assume. No, there's going to be dirt with this, too. This is what happens when you don't really pay people to do a job. That's what happens. That is a payable job. Why don't we have more scandals in the NFL outside? You know, we have scandals. We have Deflategate. Those are cute and adorable. Come on. Great radio content. We have Deflategate. We have Spygate. We have a lot of gates. We have, you know, guys do crazy stuff outside and bad things, right? Scandals. But why don't we have all these crazy scandals in the NFL that we have in the NCAA football? Why? Because you're paying these guys handsomely to be on time. They don't have to, they can do endorsement deals all they want. They don't have to take any money under the table because they get it all right there. The NCAA, when you have an entity that makes billions of dollars, this is an extremely competitive market, the NCAA, that makes billions, football, men's basketball. You owe, and you don't pay the people that are helping bring that in. You open it up to, I want a piece of that. How do I get it? Hey, you kid, you're the star quarterback here. Come here, you. Why do you talk like you're from the 50s? That's how we all talk. We're making deals here. You want money or not? It's already happening. Was happening. Under the table. Do you remember Reggie Bush? Should he get his Heisman back? Does that mean Vince Young doesn't have the Heisman anymore then? Or do you double the Heisman? 40 minutes after the hour, we got to take a break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Cody Rourke from the Locked On Broncos podcast, part of the Locked On NFL Network. Make sure that you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA for the latest news in Broncos country.
All right, one more on the nil thing today. Before we do that, shout out to Rev Chiropractic. I'm heading in there tomorrow morning. Get my back taken care of. It's been feeling fantastic ever since I started at Rev Chiropractic. They were the chiropractic standard. They just changed their name. They're in Greeley. They're right off of Highway 34 and 35th Avenue in that same parking lot as Home Depot. And it's not crack and go. It's nothing like that. You can schedule appointments. Very easy to do. Very affordable. They work with your schedule, with your time, your budget. That's what I love about them the most. Doesn't feel like a stuffy doctor's appointment when you go in. And it also doesn't feel like they're just popping you in and out to get you moving like some places do. That's Rev Chiropractic in Greeley. The last thing I want to say, Colfax, on this today is we have an answer to a question. What's the impact of the NCAA interim NIL policy on prospective student athletes? So there's your high school, whatever. Here's the answer to that. Prospective student athletes may engage in the same types of NIL opportunities available to current student athletes under the interim NIL policy without impacting their NCAA eligibility. NIL opportunities may not be used as a recruiting inducement or as a substitute for pay for play. Individuals are encouraged to consider state laws if applicable and the rules of any relevant amateur governing body. So, NCAA says you can't do it. So if you get caught, if a sleazy car salesman guy comes in and says, hey, I'll give you $500 to endorse you, make sure you go to see you next year. If he gets caught, he's in trouble. Kid's in trouble. Is he in trouble? I don't know. But kid's in trouble, and he probably won't play college football. So that's your risk. Is it going to happen? Sure. Is Louisville going to have sex parties on campus? Apparently. You're not going to prevent bad stuff from happening, folks. It's just not. So there's a rule against it. If you break it and get caught, there you go. So there's your answer. The professional celebrity golf stuff that's going on. Bryson DeChambeau, Aaron Rodgers, they beat Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady in the match. Let's face it. It's not really about the golf, is it? It's miking them up. It's about listening to them. Well, Tom Brady, since he's been a Buccaneer, is just opened up, hasn't he? How could you possibly think you could love Tom Brady anymore? Well, now he's a Buck. He's not in the Patriot way anymore. He's opening up. He's having a good time. I thought this was interesting. He's kind of messing with Aaron Rodgers. Pay attention to Rodgers' response to this. But this was before. This was Monday before they got to their golf match that was yesterday. Let's go. Let's play it.
This is Gillery.
Tom, I'll start with you if that's okay. He's an NBA owner, a self-taught guitarist, and has guest starred in both The Office and Game of Thrones.
He's unhappy with his boss and has no options. Who is Aaron Rodgers?
Ding, ding. That is correct. Well done.
It's a projection, Tom. I never said I'm unhappy with my boss.
I said it, not you.
Now, you kind of saw Aaron Rodgers' face. Did he look like he was a little, like...
Not very happy about that. Kind
of. What do you think? What do you make of that? Does that help my argument of Rodgers isn't going to leave?
The truth hurts, man.
You start reading between all of it.
Yeah.
And he's saying, hey, whoa, I'm not unhappy with my boss. No, I don't know who his boss is, though. Is it the head coach? Is it the GM? Is it the ownership? Is it... It just depends. I mean, you can still probably go there. Bottom line is, Colfax, it just the more this goes on now... I mean, he didn't talk a whole heck of a lot out there. It was mainly Tom Brady. He was having fun, but this whole thing is weird. Bottom line, this whole thing is weird. What game is Rodgers playing? It just seems like a game. Are you going to be a Packer or not? Was this a money deal? On a serious note, if this was a mental health thing, could be. Because he did talk about that. He's talked about trying to find the things needed to give him the best shot at good mental health. And he's not really saying it's severe or anything, but certainly something that he's paying attention to. And I applaud him for that. That's what this was really all about. And it could be. Maybe he just flat out needed a gigantic break from football. Packers didn't really act like they knew that, though, because they called him, what'd they call him? An odd fella or something like that? They wouldn't have done that if they thought there was mental... And again, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is like saying that he has severe mental health stuff going on. It just sounds like maybe a few things and he's paying attention to it, which I applaud big time. 49 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, let's wrap up the show and we'll get to closing thoughts next.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party. Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m. The Power Trip. Weekdays at 11 on 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Whole Show. We're live and on location. No, we're not. We're live and on location at the Auto Collision Specialist Studios there, Colfax. Maybe wishful thinking, wanting to get out to another remote soon. Had a lot of fun at Rule 105.
Great place.
It was great. You popped by at the end?
Yep.
Awesome. What'd you think of the bar setup, man?
It's completely changed in there. They really spruced up the place.
They really did.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's nice.
Great people, too. Really happy with the Mosiers that run the show over there. Yep. So good for them. If you guys haven't been to Rule 105, it's formerly Broken Plow Brewery. We were out there for the grand opening a couple of weeks ago. It was packed.
Yeah.
Place was packed, and it got more packed as the day went on. So it was, it's pretty sweet. It's a great local brewery. And again, if you listen to this show, do your part. You know, we all went through it. If we all kind of help each other out, support these local businesses. Some of them are trying to get back on track. Some of them are just getting on track that maybe wanted to start a year or two ago but couldn't. Get out there, support them. And then the great place to start is our list of sponsors here through the whole show. And Rule 105 in Greeley's one of those. 7 minutes until the top of the hour. We do have some big news coming up at 2:15. Can't release it until 2:15.
Gotta wait.
It is kind of a conjunction type release with the University of Northern Colorado, so I'll give you that much. That's coming up. Keep your eyes out for 1310kfk.com and our Facebook pages and our Twitter and all that. That's where the news will be released later on today, so that should be good. The nil thing, it's kind of closing thoughts as far as that goes. I know we walked away. We talked a lot about that today. Yeah, it's the NCAA. If you're expecting perfection, then I think you're watching the wrong sport. You're studying the wrong sport because it's not going to happen. It's all brand new. It's still corrupt. It's still going to be corrupt. You're bringing in billions as a football team, as a football program, as a men's basketball program. And that's not every program, but a lot do. It's the SECs. It's the Pac-12s. It's the big schools that bring in the dough, and that's kind of what's changing everything. And so, yeah, maybe someday the SECs, the Big Tens, all those conferences break away and they become minor league football. And you still have your Mountain Wests and everything else, all your group of five schools, but maybe the Power Five schools all break away. And you have minor league. That could be what happens, too, because there's no doubt it's the billions that we see out there that dictate a lot of what happens in the NCAA. And I don't think it's done. No, it's not. And again, it's just a model that didn't work. They made it work somehow, and they didn't want to move along. They didn't want to try to edit. They didn't want to try to make this thing easier. And bottom line is, this is where you are. You're 0-60 now. There's no looking back. You're slamming the pedal to the metal because you don't want to get in trouble. You don't want to get in trouble by the Supreme Court. So you're sprinting when you could have been at, you know, a snail's pace 10, 20 years ago, working on this slowly but surely. But now you're sprinting. And when you sprint, you know, bad things can happen. All right, 55 minutes after the hour. We're gonna get back at it tomorrow. We got the block party tonight, right? We got Rockies Diamondbacks game 2, and then the block party resumes with Nick Snacks, I believe, or with the Nerd Show, and then Nick Snacks and Fat Guys at the Movie. So should be a great night. Stay tuned to 1310kfk.com and our social media accounts. 2:15, big news coming up. Good night, Northern Colorado.